Lake Wasota. Once again, here's Pat Pringle.
We can't tap dance too long before we jump right into our guest, and any friend of the show knows that it would be Kirk Bangstad from the Minocqua Brewing Company, ready to tell us about the new brew that's coming out amongst as many progressive beers and other beverages. How are you, young man?
Hey, how you doing, Pat? Thanks for having me on this morning. I didn't think I'd be on this early. I had to take a quick shower, man.
I didn't either. But then, you are extremely good at Facebook marketing. And about an hour ago, up pops a little message saying that the next brew is ready to be unveiled. And so I reached out, right away and asked if you could, try to make yourself presentable. And thank you for doing that. And, so
you don't know what's on underneath the shirt, bro.
We don't have to. We don't even have to talk about that. It's OK. So let's have you go ahead and do the setup and reveal. All I'll do to tee it up for you is say that you didn't know what the next brew was going to be until last week. So you were prepping, a few different things here.
Yeah. So I put it as my back for those on Facebook and whoever's watching live. I put it on as my background for this video on Zoom. So yeah, I'll move my face and head. So
there it is.
It's Mandela Mash. The tagline is the only sane choice for U.S. Senate, and I call it a legit lager.
It's no doubt. I love the beer that won't embarrass you in public, the beer that comes in an aluminum can, not a tinfoil hat, beer that was made in America, not Russia, with a clean finish. The taste doesn't lie. Available next week. Only in Wisconsin. Call your favorite store today and ask them to stock their shelves so every Wisconsinite, red or blue, can sip from this fresh new savior of American democracy. The aluminum can, not a tinfoil hat. That's chef's kiss. I don't know if that was you or somebody else, but that's perfect.
Well, I woke up this morning and I was like, today's the day because it's coming out on Tuesday. And I always probably announce these things a little early. But this one I didn't want to announce too early because it just was too good. We knew this was going to come out as soon as the primary was over, but we didn't know who was going to win. So we made a Sarah Godbrewski beer.
Godbrewski.
We made a Lazary Lager, and we made a Mandela Mash, and so it all had the same. It all had the same background. It all had the same front, except for the picture of the person. And so we had to make all those labels. The printer was like, "You're going to print the day after the primary," but then when everybody dropped out, it was pretty clear. So we got to jump on it. The beer has been made. It's been waiting to go, and so we got to jump on printing the labels, and we're able to release it a little earlier.
I'm pretty sure that that Lazary is prepared to write you a very big check to go ahead and make the Lazary Lager too, and that'll be sold at Bucks games, maybe later on. So
we may have to change the label though, because it says the sanest choice or the only sane choice for U.S. Senate. So
oh yeah, we can tweak the artwork. I'm just saying, if you're willing to make a Lazary Lager, I think he's willing. And so would Sarah. I think Sarah would the funds that were going to be used in the general election campaign, because I think she should keep herself out there too. What her best, she had the best campaign hook for her events, Brewskis with Godlewski. Yeah. So, why not have that too? Because look, we talked about this with the 3rd Congressional District. We should talk about it with the Senate race as well. And that is the need for party unity. After this primary, it is the people who lose these races. And as I said yesterday, I know from, working with my friend Dana Walks, it is never easy. You feel, you kind of feel like people have, turned their back on you and you want to return the favor, but they really haven't. They've made a choice. It needs to be respected. And then, this is what you do to prevent either a third term of Ron Johnson or even worse, the election of Derek Van Orden in Congress.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the Minocqua Brewing Company, we endorsed in the 3rd Congressional District. We didn't endorse in this one because we loved the candidates. I mean, there were so many good ones. Anyone's going to be good. So we just thought, this, everyone can spend millions of dollars to do a TV commercial, and everybody's going to hate Wisconsin for the next 3 months because it's going to be one negative ad after the next. But this kind of thing people haven't really done before. You haven't put beer can. I mean, I've done it before in the last year, but like you put faces of politicians on grocery store shelves. You tell a little story behind them and why you support them. And it's like a different way of advertising that hopefully reaches people. That's positive. I haven't put a negative beer out yet because you want A, I want people to drink it, and B, I want people to just see something on a shelf and laugh or be happy, you know? So that's hopefully what this will do.
I think it's, well, I actually think it is that kind of positive marketing that we need more of. It's better to say you support something. It always is. People are always looking for that, you know, validation. Yes, whether it's Republican or Democrat, it's like, what have we always said? When people tell you lawn signs don't vote, tell them bull. they do, because that's positive validation, you know, from your neighbors. And it only really works if it's positive. Every time I see somebody with a sign or a flag that says, let's go Brandon, I don't think that actually motivates the people that they think it does. It speaks to a very tiny and frankly, very sick sliver of the population, you know, compared to at least just a generic Trump sign, Trump flag. And the same goes with these products, whether it's, you know, beer or what have you. People want to be for something these days as much as they're able.
Yeah. I mean, look at this can. I mean, Mandela Barnes, there's nothing to not like about the guy. I mean, right. He's inspiring. He comes from a working class family. I don't think there's been a black senator in Wisconsin state.
No, I don't think so. No. We talked to Angela Lang from Block about that yesterday. And, you know, one of the real strengths of Mandela is the way that he can talk about, his working class background. Yes, coming from the zip code in Milwaukee with the highest level of incarceration because of that level of poverty and desperation and inequities. And like we talked about in the last segment, we need more opportunities, you know, to learn, opportunities to advance. Mandela shows that can be done. It's a positive message that he can bring all around the state, and you know, contrast that with Ron Johnson is either bringing negative messages, you know, he'll talk about, you know, crime or whatnot, or he'll have negative messages about the economy, like, oh, you know, we don't need any more jobs here in Wisconsin, or he'll bring the tinfoil hat and talk about this conspiracy or that conspiracy. There's not a lot positive coming out of him.
Well, I mean, it's not just Mandela's zip code. I mean, I've lived in 54467 Plover, Wisconsin, 54481 Stevens Point, Wisconsin, 54548 Minocqua, Wisconsin. There are people suffering, middle class people who are getting poorer and poorer while the rich get richer and richer in all of these places in rural Wisconsin, just like in inner city Milwaukee. And this guy gets it for all of them. And hopefully he can break through and get some of those folks who are desperate, who are voting for Trump and voting for Republicans, who are desperate to get by, understand that they're voting against their best interests. I'm hoping he can break through for some of that.
Well, and I think too, again, coming back to our Angela Lang discussion yesterday, there's a difference between recognizing the ways that you've been marginalized, and that happens if you're a kid from a family like mine, you know, where you're on food stamps, you're in line with your mom getting food stamps, you're marginalized. There's opportunities that you don't have that other people have, and that you want to fight for people and help people understand the ways they're marginalized. Contrast that with that sense of victimhood. And that's what we often get from, you know, this stereotypical, you know, angry white voter who, just wants to be angry about everything and lash out and blow up the system, bring in an outsider who has no idea how to operate, you know, in public service. And look for those common bonds. They, you know, whatever your skin color, whatever your zip code.
Yeah, I was just, I mean, this is going to go on a little bit of a tangent, but you know, this
Kirk, it's what we do. It's the only people left here are the ones that enjoy the tangents.
This Governor Tim Michaels guy, you know, says he's a businessman, he's an outsider. I'm like, how well has that worked for us in the past? You know, getting a businessman to be a governor or a president. I mean, I am a businessman and I don't think I'd be a good governor because I generally like to tell people what to do because I'm the boss of my thing. I'm not looking for consensus as a president of my country. company. I'm looking to get things done and execute. And as a governor or a president, you got to look for consensus. And as a senator, you got to look for consensus. So Ron Johnson fits this mold as well. You got to work with other people in order to move the envelope a little bit. And business leaders aren't necessarily that cut out for that.
Didn't you think we would have all figured that out with Jesse Ventura as governor of Minnesota?
I know. It's like, you don't
outsider showman
change,
thing.
But don't vote for change with people with no experience. It's like, come on, you know, you can vote for change and have people that have been in the role before, you know.
I could somewhat, you know, understand in California, they thought, oh, this actor Ronald Reagan, let's vote for him for governor. And then, you know, they tried it again as president, and you know, our economy has never been the same since, you know, our ladders of opportunity. And yet, yeah, with Jesse Ventura, and we just keep trying these outsiders, not appreciating that, you know, when you trash elites, elite is when you use it in every other context, it means they're the best at something. They're good at something, you know.
You can have a very, and by the way, politicians and civil servants don't get paid very much. So oftentimes they're not elite, but they do have history. They have a history of an institution. They probably know their U.S. history or Wisconsin history and know where to avoid future pitfalls. A guy like Mandela has been in legislature for a long time. Like, he's been a lieutenant governor. He's understood how Wisconsin has been damaged so much in the last 10 years. In the last 12 years when Ron Johnson was around, and he knows what we need to fix it. And he's also changed, and he's also not establishment. I mean, a guy from this zip code is not going to be establishment politician in Wisconsin, you know? So he's everything. He's changed, and he's got historical understanding.
Let's talk beer for the last little bit here, because again, as somebody who likes to brew all kinds of different things and taste different things, I mean, you've made so many right now. Are you able to find those varieties that people like?
Yeah, well, this lager, I didn't want to I made a lager for Mandela because I didn't want anybody to not want to drink it because of its flavor. Mm-hmm. So we made it a basic, you know, this is a light lager, 5% alcohol by volume. It's very easy to drink. No one won't drink a lager. Some people won't want to drink an IPA because it's too hoppy. So this
is easy. we've talked about that a few times here. I'm not the world's biggest IPA fan. So yeah, Kirk, you're speaking my language.
But we're going to start branching out. I mean, we did a hard seltzer. I don't particularly like hard seltzers, but a lot of people do. We've done Kolsch's. There's the next one's coming out. There's the next two coming out are actual kind of really cool styles of beer that are kind of branching out and not like necessarily normal. And so, I've been kind of basic up until now because it's more about the message and the marketing. As long as it's good beer, now we're going to actually kind of start spreading our wings with the taste of the beer.
And how it has been no small challenge to take a beer with a political theme and get it distributed, especially in your backyard, but around the Midwest as well. But I'm also seeing posts that indicate you are having some nice inroads and some nice successes.
Yeah, I mean, we've got distribution in Chicago now. We've got distribution in Minneapolis, Twin Cities, and I believe Duluth in about a week. Yeah, but it's funny. You can't go northern Wisconsin within an hour of me and get my beer, other than going to my tap room and the Lac du Flambeau reservation. It's pretty hard to find stores willing to carry my beer up there. But most of, you know, Madison, Milwaukee, the Fox Valley, we're doing good. But it's been a struggle. I mean, people have been scared to carry my beer.
Well, and we did the story at upnorthnewswi.com about a week ago. Did the story about the brewery and about the tap room and the many ways that the OBNOB, the Old Boys Network of Minocqua, has been not exactly rolling out the red carpet for one of their own business people. But you somehow have managed to, you know, to carry on, to persevere. And now we have this lager, Mandela Mash, that will be available all the way through. And, you know, again, aluminum can, folks, not a tin foil hat. After 12 years of, as you put it, 12 years of not knowing what the flavor of the day was going to be. Nothing tasted quite right the past 12 years. Sometimes it tasted dumb or crazy or seditious. And now you got something that is just right. So all the best. Good luck with that, Kirk. Thanks a lot. Safe travels. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks a lot, Pat. See you, man.
All right. Bye. We will take a little break here, wrap up this hour's conversation right after this. You're up next. All you gotta do is pour a drink.